Thank you, everyone. Please be seated. That great text by John Bell, who did a workshop here in Amherst a week ago Saturday. John Bell of the Iona community in Scotland. Good to see all of the family and extended family and even more extended family and friends of our confirmands this morning. We are blessed that you are with us and hope that not just through the celebration of this moment in the lives of these three young people, but in your own life as well, you'll find something helpful and something strengthening for your life's journey as well. I'd like to read to you from the book of Acts, chapter 2. Today being Pentecost, this is the reading for that first Pentecost, Pentecost Sunday. This day is the birthday of the Christian movement. Really, you could go back to Jesus gathering the disciples, but until Pentecost, they're pretty lost. They're pretty confused. They're not really focused. They're not really about what they're supposed to be about. But this day, the movement is launched. So, church, happy birthday. From Acts chapter 2, I'm going to read the first 12 verses. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs." By the way, until recently, I always gave that part of the reading to the confirmands to read. Do you think? How would we have done with that one? Probably not so good. All right. In our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean? What does this mean?" Will you pray with and for me, please? Lord God, as we take a moment to reflect on your word and to celebrate this event in the life of these three young people. But Lord, there's more to celebrate than just these three, because there are the hundreds, dare I say thousands, of lives that are touched and will be touched because of their life and because of their living. Help us in your grace to hear your word today. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, for the rest of the congregation, I'm going to ask for an indulgence today, because what I have on my 3x5 card here is really for these three. But I think if you listen carefully, you might find something helpful for your life as well. And I promised, and as you can see, my guitar is still up here. I do have a song that I am going to do my very best to sing for you. Scott Smith says it's too high, but I think I can handle it. So we'll see how it goes. All right? Here's what I want to tell you. You were made for greatness. Not ordinary, not average, not run-of-the-mill, not whatever, but for greatness. And what I know about greatness is that greatness always begins with a choice. You make a choice to choose a road, to choose a path, to answer a call, to make a decision on your journey. And so you might ask yourself, why are you here? Not in the cosmic sense, I'll come back to that, but why are you here now, in this place, in this hour? Why are you here? Because I'm at that age and it's expected to do this now. Because mom and or dad said, you'll do this or be grounded? No. Because Sally Pollard said it was time for me to do this. That's why I'm here. Or maybe, let me try this with you. Maybe there's a voice inside of you that's calling you to this moment and to this place, is calling you to something greater than you ever imagined. Why are you here? The cosmic sense. Why are we on this planet? There are certainly a lot of opinions put forth and a lot of different ways you could go. But I can tell you that you were made for more than you've ever imagined. At this stage of your journey, at this stage of your life, what lies in front of you is beyond your wildest imagination, both in terms of possibilities and challenges. And if anybody my age ever speaks honestly to you, that's what they will tell you, that it's an amazing life. Today is a day to choose. Now, the truth is, and people don't usually talk about this, but I will because that's my job. The truth is, everybody follows something. Everybody follows someone. Now, they may want to say, I'm following the rugged individualist ideal. Well, guess what? You're following the rugged individualist idea. Maybe I'm following a school or a philosophy or some idea. Maybe I'm in pursuit of happiness or independence or those things that people seem to like to chase after, like money, fame, power. Maybe you're working for that perfect solo, for that ultimate dance step, for that moment when it all comes together and you know. The question is, what or who will you follow? What will you build your life around? What will be the focus for you? You already know this because you're of an age to begin to notice this, that there are a million voices out there trying to tell you who you are and trying to form and shape you into what they think you ought to be. They tell you to try this or buy that or behave this way or dress this way, and then, of course, you'll fit in or you won't. Some of those voices are saying you should just drop out and drug on and disconnect, and others are saying you should dumb down and don't stand out and stay low, out of the radar. Maybe they're telling you to get rich and run the show and rule the world, or maybe you should look good, and some of us can't, but you probably can, to look good and to stand out and be popular. Or don't risk, stay isolated, be safe. Lots and lots, millions of voices trying to tell you. But in all of those voices and in all of that crowd, there is one voice. One voice speaking to you today. And here's the thing. It is the one voice that does not tell you who you should be. It's the one voice that already knows who you are, who calls you by name, much as we sang in that last song. It's the voice of a carpenter from Nazareth who says, come and follow me, and there is life in me that you never imagined. There are possibilities in me you never dreamed of. That voice who knows you and wants you to be who you were created to be. Do you hear that? Who wants you to be who you were created to be. That's the voice calling you today. One of my teachers put it this way. He said, we will never know who we are until we fully respond to the one who created us, because that's the one who's calling us. And I believe you were made for greatness, by the way, on purpose, with intent, for a reason to be lived out. So Robert and Jonathan, there you are, and Paige, it's hard, three of them. I've never, it's like that little shell game thing. The question to the three of you is, which of those voices? Which voice will you follow? The truth is, you were made for so much more than what others would call an ordinary life. You were made and called to greatness. And I have a song I'd like to sing for you. It's called Thrive. It's written by a group called Casting Crowns. Anybody know Casting Crowns? If you've been to the church's website and have watched our Sunday at Christchurch, that great little bit that Ian and Ross took pictures for, this is the song playing in the background. Not really in the background at all, is it? It's kind of loud and right there in your face, but which is how I'm planning to do this, loud and right there. Except I'm going to stand over here because my cord doesn't reach way over there. In rehearsal, I didn't have to raise this thing. I'm feeling brave, are you? Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to know you and to make you known, we lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary lives. It's time for us to more than just survive. You were made to thrive. To know our Father's heart. And to the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to know you and to make you known, we lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary lives. It's time for us to more than just survive. To thrive. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Just to know you and to make you known, we lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary lives. It's time for us to more than just survive. You were made to thrive. Oh.
to thrive.
God has called you to greatness. And by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, you can, in fact, live out that life. Let us pray. Lord God, for your grace and mercy this day, and for the power of your love that makes us new, for your grace that helps us be who you created us to be, and helps us to start over and begin new lives and to live, well, abundantly and not ordinary. Help Jonathan, Paige, and Robert, and all of us gathered here to be filled with the power of your Spirit and live this life you've called us to. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.